From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington, who will be back next week. It's Friday, the 11th of September. We'll be taking your questions and answers this hour, as we do every Friday. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions and answers to us at anything@kera.org. And since this is the Anything Show, I'm sure some of you might be wondering what's going on with Channel 13, which has unfortunately been off the air since last night. The quick explanation is there was an equipment failure that our team of engineers is working to fix as we speak. As soon as we have more information on that, we will do our best to get that out through social media. And once we figure out that the problem has been fixed and when we can resume broadcasting, then they will be doing their best to figure out when we might be able to re-air some of those shows that were scheduled to air last night. Things like Inspector George Gently and The Civil War, those shows, they're doing their best to figure out when they can rebroadcast those. So when we get that figured out, we'll do our best to get that information out to all of you. Starting off the show today, Muhammad wants to know, how are medical insurance deductibles calculated? Dirk wants to know where he can recycle plasticware. Jeffrey asks, there is new construction going on at the southwest corner of 114 and I-35 West. Just wondering what it is. And Pam in Plano wrote in to say, would anyone who has filed a complaint of elder abuse with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services be able to give me an idea of how long it took the department to begin an investigation? By the way, my specific concern is financial exploitation. And then this is a tricky question for radio, so I'm going to have to spell it for you. You'll see why here in just a second. Sam in Dallas wonders whether the street in Dallas that's spelled R-O-U-T-H, got that, is pronounced Ruth or Ralph. Sam says, I've always thought it was with a Ralph sound rather than the Ruth sound, but I've been corrected by people saying it's pronounced Ruth. So if you have the definitive answer of how R-O-U-T-H is pronounced in Dallas, we would love to hear from you. Again, that telephone number is 800-933-5372. Or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. We also had a listener write in. This was Johnny, who said, since the fall is upon us and it's a good time for gardening, I'm curious as to where I can find free organic mulch, compost, or even treated manure for my garden bed. Do you know if any of the cities in the DFW area have any composting facilities that give away mulch or compost for free? We might have an answer for you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Nigel in Dallas. Nigel, thanks for calling Anything.
All right, thanks.
Hey, so you have an answer on our mulch question.
Yeah, White Rock Stables, I know a few years ago, had a huge pile of the leftover shavings, and it had some good organic horse manure in it and everything. And you just need to make sure that you dig down and get the stuff that's kind of cooked and steamy, because it can have a lot of seeds in it, because horses don't always digest their food completely. And that could have a negative impact on your gardening with little seeds coming up. The other place is I get a lot of mulch from the Mesquite Recycling Center. It's not free, but it's really, really cheap. For trailer load, it's like, I don't know, $15 or something like that.
Okay.
So compared to going and getting it by the bag, it's, if you've got a lot of a big area, it's a great place. It's in Southeast Mesquite. I forget the name of the road it's on, but it's kind of out in the sticks a little bit.
Okay. Hey, those sound like great suggestions. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to join the conversation. Cleaning up a little loose end from last week, we had a caller, Ashton, who was wanting to know if there was legal services out there for low-income people who have basically a complaint against a corporation. I think this particular caller had a question about dealing with his phone company. And we had a couple of people write in to say that Texas Legal Service Center is a good option. This particular emailer says they provide guidance on civil issues for Texans, and they have a related division that provides the same for Texas veterans. And then someone else wrote in, because I believe the caller was in Fort Worth, to say that the Tarrant County Bar Association has an attorney referral service. And this emailer says that The attorneys do charge regular fees, but the first consultation is just $20. It's a good opportunity to get some inexpensive advice, and you can also ask to be referred to an attorney who will help you with representing yourself should you have to take this kind of case to small claims court, something like that. So thanks so much for those bits of advice. If you've got answers that you can contribute to today's conversation, feel free to email us at anything@kera.org or call 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Steve in Dallas. Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, Steve. I love your show. I'm a Friends member and also a board member here in North Texas, and I got an answer on the deductible question.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I think the question was, how is the deductible calculated on your health plan?
Right.
And there's probably three different factors to consider. One is, most of the time, they're calendar year deductibles, and so they start over every January 1st. That's where about 95% of the plans are set up that way. But they don't have to be. They can also start over mid-year, whatever. It just depends on the plan administrator. Secondly, there's typically an individual and a family deductible. And so if there's members of a family, that's typically reflective of two or three times the individual deductible. So other members of your family can meet that, and you could, even though you haven't met your individual deductible. And then the third thing is there's sometimes in and out of network deductibles depending on the insurance company that you're using. So all three of those things can play a factor, and it's not as simple as it should be, but they should probably call their corporate benefits department or the member services of the insurance company to get more information.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for clearing up a lot of that. I really appreciate you calling today.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye. 800-933-5372. We got a line open now, but let's check in with, let's talk to Pat in Dallas. Pat, thanks for calling.
You bet. I wanted to let you know that my grandfather's, one of his family names was R-O-U-T-H, and although the street's certainly not named for him, the O is silent. It's
okay. Ruth. Ruth Street. Okay.
Right.
Hey,
Thank you
so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's get another answer on that, see if we got an agreement there. Let's talk to Steve in Dallas.
Hey, how's
hey.
It going?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a Dallasite myself, been here for 47 years, and I've always known R-O-U-T-H to be pronounced as Roth.
Roth, okay.
Yes.
So is that a third option? Because we had Ruth or Ralph, and are now we talking about Roth? Like, yeah, okay. That's
well, yeah. It's I've heard it pronounced that way more than any of the other two.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll add your vote to the list.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man. Thanks. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to weigh in. A couple of questions from the email box. Actually, this is an answer regarding that plasticware question. Gabriella says you can drop off plasticware at the adoptions desk of Dallas Animal Services. Used or unused, they can use it to scoop out kitten and puppy litter and other assorted stuff that they've got to take care of, I'm sure, over there at the service center. So that's Dallas Animal Services, which is located at I-30 and West Moreland. Gabriella says it's a gray building and you can enter through the blue door. And let's see, on the mulch question, Denise wrote in to say most municipalities will have free mulch from recycled yard waste available to pick up. You'll typically have to bag and load yourself. An easier way, if you have a truck, is to swing by Davis Tree Service in North Fort Worth. They are an excellent tree trimming company that offers free mulch. You can drive your truck into the yard, and they'll use the front loader to fill the back of your pickup. I bring a huge tarp and some tie-downs, and they load it up the top of my cab. It's all the mulch I can need in one trip, absolutely free, from a wonderful company. So that sounds like great advice on the mulch question. A couple of questions that actually came through. One was from Seth, who says, I'm looking for dental lab technician school in the DFW area. So if you have a recommendation for Seth, you can fire that off to the Anything inbox at anything@kera.org or give us a call, 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to John in North Richland Hills. John, thanks for calling.
Hi, yeah, I just had a quick comment about the horse manure. And,
okay.
You know, you see that pretty much free pretty often. And I just agree with the fellow who said about the problems with weeds. I have horses. They only do, that, I guess, about 40% of what they eat. And a lot of times, most of the time, they're fed coastal Bermuda hay. And that's really something you don't want to get started in your garden.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in, John. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Have a good day. Let's get one more answer on the mulch question. Let's talk to Georgia.
I have horses.
Georgia, could you turn down your phone there for us?
And a lot of times,
hello, Georgia.
We'll
put
and
you back on
really
hold there, Georgia. Maybe we can talk to you here in just a second. Let's see. Let's go back to the spelling and pronunciation question. Let's talk to Dan in Dallas. Dan, thanks for calling anything. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. So, yeah, I want to weigh in on the Ruth question.
Yes. I'm a Dallas police officer, and I work in that area, and it is pronounced Ruth.
Okay.
That is how we say it on the radio, and always have. When a call is dispatched, it's always on Ruth Street, Maple Ruth Connection. There are several other streets in the area, like Monticello, spelled the same as Thomas Jefferson's house, Monticello, or Penelope down in South Dallas, where the pronunciation makes no sense for the spelling, but that's the way that it's said.
Okay. So one more time, the pronunciation of the street we were talking about. Dan, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. One more time. You want to give us that pronunciation?
Ruth.
Ruth. Ruth Street. Okay. Hey, we've got you down. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. If you'd like to join our conversation today, that's 800-933-5372, or you can shoot us a note over to the Anything box. That's anything at kera.org. Just a reminder, we had a few questions I don't think we've quite got the answers to just yet this hour. We had a question from Jeffrey who says, there's new construction going on at the southwest corner of 114 and I-35W. Just wondering what it is. And he says, parentheses, hope it's a Bucky gas station. Well, I don't know if it is or not, Jeff, but we'll figure out if somebody knows the answer for you there. And we had a question from Pam in Plano who said, would anyone who has filed a complaint of elder abuse with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services be able to give me an idea of how long it took the department to begin an investigation? By the way, my specific concern is financial exploitation. We hope that you will join us and hopefully provide a few answers if you know the answers to any of those questions. Going back to the email box, Catherine writes in to say the pronunciation is Ruth, exclamation point. So got you down there, Catherine. And Mark wrote in to say that Hickory Creek has mulch for $20 for a truck full. So I think we've got a number of answers to the mulch question. Thanks so much for you all weighing in on that. Another question from Tony came into the Anything box, and Tony says, I'm wondering if there are fruit tree orchards in the extended North Texas area. I'm interested in buying fig trees, almond trees, peach trees, plum trees, etc. If you know if there are fruit tree orchards in our area, why don't you give us a call and let us know. That number again is 800-933-5372, or if you've got an answer that you would rather email, maybe you're sitting at your desk at work and listening discreetly through those earbuds, and maybe it's a little easier to shoot over that email. Well, that is at anything@kera.org. We will be back in just a few minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Stephen Becker, in this week for Jeff Whittington, and we are taking your questions and answers, as we do here just about every Friday. We have another question that came in from the Anything email box. Let's see. This is from LJ, who said, we recently pulled up photinias in front of the dining room because their roots were going under the house. We're thinking of planting Vitex to replace them. Does anyone know if Vitex roots are similarly problematic? Also, is this a good time to plant Japanese maple? And another question in from Jay, who wonders, where do I find the best spots for nighttime, landscape, skyline, cityscapes, fall photography in the DFW area? Basically, where is the best place to shoot? It looks like nice landscapes or cityscapes here in North Texas. If you have an answer for Jay or LJ, you can write to anything at kera.org, or you can go to the phones at 800-933-5372. And how about we go to the phones and talk to James in Dallas. James, thanks for calling anything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you want to weigh in on the Ruth Routh question?
My great-grandfather, Jacob Ruth, moved to Plano in the 1860s.
Okay.
He had five daughters. One of them married a man named Thomas, who was a home builder in Dallas. And when he was building homes, he named Ruth for her family, his wife's maiden name, and Thomas for his name.
Okay. That sounds sounds legit to me. Thanks for calling, James.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Kenneth in Alvarado. Kenneth, thanks for calling.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I grew up in this area, born in Fort Worth, raised in Arlington, and I've always referred and heard of US 80. Was Division Street down through Arlington, mm-hmm. and always called US 80. But since I've been back a few years, I've heard several times on the television personalities have referred to US 80 as Interstate 80. And it was a traffic person was one of them and somebody else. So I was just wondering what's going on. Has it changed or what?
Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's changed or if that's just somebody interchanging terms that actually mean something different.
Yeah, because Interstate 80 is up in the northern state, somewhere closer to Canada.
Okay. Well, hey.
I just thought it was odd that they were referring to it as Interstate 80.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get a definitive answer for you there, Kenneth, okay?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Let's stick with the phones, and let's talk to Trey and Justin. Trey, thanks for calling. Hey.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I actually live right near that intersection of 114 and 35 West.
Okay.
If he's talking about the construction right next to the Shell gas station,
mm-hmm.
that's actually a Quick Trip gas station that they're building.
Oh, okay. So another gas station going in on that corner then.
Yes, sir.
Makes sense to us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org if you'd like to join the conversation. I mentioned earlier that we were having a few technical issues with Channel 13, our television station here at KERA. Just to let you know, I've found out that it's not completely off the air. It is off the air for some of you, but if you or if you're a UVerse subscriber or a Time Warner Cable subscriber, it sounds as if the station is probably back on the air for you. So hang with us. As soon as we know something more definitively as far as when it's been fully restored, we can promise you we'll let you know as soon as we do. Again, if you'd like to join our other questions and answers conversation, you can do that by calling 800-933-5372. But why don't we jump back into the inbox here right quick. We have a question from Joanna who says, I have literally hundreds of books that I'd like to donate before I move out of town. I don't want to hump them over to half-price books. And anyway, I'd prefer to donate to city libraries, schools, prisons, etc. Any suggestions would be much appreciated. And John wrote in to ask, what happens to your money if you're arrested post-bail and then are found to be innocent? If you have an answer to either of those questions, I'm sure those folks would be happy to hear from you. We have another answer here from Shane, who says the construction at the southwest corner of Highway 114 and I-35 West is a convenience store. So it sounds like it definitely is a little gas station convenience store going in that area. And we have an answer in here from Leslie Ann about that elder abuse question, who wrote in to say, please contact the Senior Source of Dallas. They have a program to deal with financial exploitation and work with the DA of Dallas and have advocates for the elderly. They also help with adult protection services. So if you want to contact the Senior Source of Dallas, they might be able to help you out. Let's see. Will has a question. He says, I don't have a question, but just wanted you to know that you described me exactly. I am discreetly listening through my earbuds right now, and the show is helping me get through a slow Friday. Well, Will, we do our best around here to help everybody out listening, and I'm glad that we're helping you get through the day today. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to RJ. RJ, thanks for calling.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just had a comment earlier about the gentleman speaking about horse manure.
Uh-huh.
Horse manure and sheep manure is hot manure, and you use that anywhere from 2 weeks to a month before you plant.
Okay.
Because it's hot enough, it will burn out your plants if you try to put it with a plant.
Oh, okay.
Where swine or porcine or bovine manure is standard manure that you use for the rest of the season.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in and offering that distinction.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And
thanks.
Keep up the good work.
We'll try. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Drew in Louisville. Hello,
how
Drew.
How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So you have a question.
An answer.
Okay.
Yeah, I have both.
Okay, well, fire away.
Yeah, I have an answer for the guy looking to take pictures in DFW. There's Arbor Hills Nature Preserve in Plano. It's really nice. And there's always the Arboretum down there in Dallas, which is pretty nice, too.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, what's a good trade to get into at an entry-level position here in the DFW area with someone with, no trade background, just like to make a career change?
Okay. Do you have, like, an example of the kind of work that you might be interested in?
You know, like HVAC or welding or, you know, what's the fastest, I guess, or what's the fastest trade to get into and actually start making a career?
Okay, so something you might have to do a little training for, but one
right.
That's not going to require, you know, months and years worth of investment.
Correct.
Hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right, thanks, man. All
Happy
right. Friday.
Thanks, Drew. Yeah, you too. Take care. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org if you'd like to join the conversation. Again, we had a couple of questions in from the inbox. John was wondering, what happens to your money if you're arrested post-bail and then you're found to be innocent? And Joanna was saying again that she has hundreds of books that she'd like to donate before moving out of town. She'd prefer that they go to a library or school system or maybe even a prison. And if anyone has any suggestions about how she can get those books off of her hands before she heads out of town, she would appreciate it. 800-933-5372 is where you can join our conversation. Let's talk to Megan in Dallas. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Friday, right. Yeah. And I was calling in regards to the question about how long referrals to Adult Protective Services usually take. And I'm a home health social worker, so I do referrals fairly frequently. And if it's somebody that's in imminent danger, they will respond within 24 hours, usually by a home visit. I think the ones that are triaged to be less serious, it's within 72. However, I know that Adult Protective Services is bombarded and probably everybody's a little overworked and underfunded. So I have had some cases with my patients to where they're just getting a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And if I think that a lot of people are falling through the cracks, and if somebody is being exploited, but if they're of competent to make decisions and are okay with that, then really nothing is going to be done. And that can put people like myself in my profession and concerned family and friends into a difficult situation.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and it sounds like the particular person we had that was emailing in with a question had a question about financial abuse, which is certainly a serious topic, but maybe slightly lower on the
right.
hierarchy of
because
needs.
Like, yeah, if people don't have food or life-sustaining medication, things like that, that's usually take a lot of man hours and precedence. And then a lot of people do have kids that I feel like are freeloading off of them, but not a lot's going to be done if they're
right.
okay with that.
Yeah, hey, makes sense to me.
Yes, so I hope that is helpful. And keep doing those reports. If it is of a concern, just get online or call the abuse number and keep sending them in. And sometimes that increases likelihood of assistance being found.
Yeah, I'm sure being diligent with following up is probably good advice as well. Well, hey, Megan, right. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. Let's stick with the phones. Let's talk to Travis in Flower Mound. Travis, thanks for calling.
Yes. I had an answer for the person that called about, or emailed about bail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whether they get their money back. It depends on how they paid their bail. If they paid it themselves and they're found to be not guilty, then they do get that bail money back.
Okay.
But if they pay through a bail bondsman, then the bail bondsman gets the money back. That's how that works. You give the bail bondsman something like 10%, and then they'll pay it off. And if you're found not guilty, they get it back because that's how they make their profit.
Yeah, because you've essentially hired them as an outside business, and I suppose they got to make their money one way or the other, right?
Exactly, and that's how they make it back. So if you paid it yourself, you're entitled to get your bail money back if you're not guilty. But if you went through a bail bondsman, they'll keep that money. That's how it works here.
Okay.
And I'm a professor of government, so that's why I got the information.
Then we will certainly trust that you are bringing good information to us. So thanks very much for calling.
Sir.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys. You have a good day.
Yeah, you do. Take care. Let's go one more time back to the phones. Let's talk to Katie in Dallas. Katie, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. I'm just wondering if maybe anyone can shed any light. They seem to be changing the traffic patterns where Garland and Gaston Road intersect kind of over by the spillway.
Yeah, right down there by the Arboretum.
Yeah, with the repaving of Garland Road, they took a lane away coming from 30 off of Garland Road and continuing on past Gaston and that intersection and pushed it down to one lane. And then it seems that they're taking away a lane where you come from Garland and you're trying to merge up onto Gaston. It looks like they're trying to take away a lane, and I can't get a hold of City Streets. And, I'm just curious if anybody knows who approved that or why it's suddenly happening, because it's causing traffic problems in the morning with, not only the torn up, pavement, but also the confusion with these new lines that are being painted in anticipation. So it's basically taking away one whole lane of getting off of Garland onto Gaston.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of a complicated intersection in the first place.
Exactly. So I don't know if it's an idea to simplify it, but it just seemed to suddenly happen. You notice there's lanes taken away, and it's a little bit confusing. And I just wondered if anybody had any insight.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a good day. One more time over to the phones. Let's talk to Jane in Richardson. Jane, thanks for calling. Anything?
Yes. I need some help. I have a daughter who moved to South Carolina with her brother and her brother's friend. And they were driving around one day, and they were in a neighborhood, and the intersection was her name and my brother's friend's name. Well, they ended up falling in love and getting married. And it was just kind of odd. And so I have tried to figure out how to research those names and if they're families that were from Columbia years ago. But I really don't know from Texas how to research it or who to ask, how to find how those streets were established.
So the intersection, was it their first names or last
names? No, it was their last name.
Oh, wow. So that's particularly
unlikely,
you would think. But
and they're not they're not usual names either.
Yeah, it makes you feel like they need to move into that intersection or something.
Yeah,
right. The
but I don't know. I've gone online and I've looked up origin of street names in Columbia, South Carolina, and I can't really find anything. But I don't know how the names were picked in the first place.
Sure. Or maybe if you could even find a resource for just prominent families historically in that part of the world, that might be shed a little light on it too. But yeah, we'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
You bet. Hey, thanks for calling. That's really cool too. Thanks. 800-933-5372. We have lines open. We also have plenty of space in the Anything email inbox. That's where we heard from Vincent, who says, I was writing to see if there are hospitals or organizations in North Texas that help with knee replacement costs for elderly patients without insurance. We got an answer from Rebecca on the books question, who says you can donate in East Dallas on Worth Street right by the Lakewood Theater. Apparently, maybe there is a book depot drop-off over there. That's, again, on Worth Street near the Lakewood Theater. Darcy chimes in on the photography question to say Fountain Place in downtown Dallas would be a great city landscape to photograph at night. It has lots of cypress trees, water, and beautiful night lighting. Thanks so much to all of you. I think we have time to sneak in one more quick phone call before we take another break. Let's talk to Sherry in Addison. Sherry, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastically. Thank you for calling.
Good. So I was calling about the book question.
Uh-huh.
I love the idea of taking them to the jails, but I often will take my books to the hospital.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
A lot of patients, you know, need things to read while they're there, and they do have, you know, the little volunteers that go around with books in the hospital. So that's another thought.
That's also a good place if you're a big magazine subscriber, let's say. You know, people are always looking to flip through magazines when they're in those hospital waiting rooms, and I believe that most hospitals will accept that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, if you're going to donate magazines, they'll make sure that you take your address off of them.
Yeah, or like go through with the black marker and exit out or something. But yeah, a lot of times you pick up those magazines that have that little snipped out corner down there, and
yeah,
sure, that's what people are doing. Hey, sounds like great advice.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Sure thing.
We'll get back to your questions and answers here in just a bit. Again, if you'd like to join our conversation, it's at 800-933-5372 is how you can reach us on the phone. Or you can always email the Anything inbox. That's at anything@kera.org. We've got one more segment of your questions and answers coming up in just a few minutes. It's Anything at KERA on KERA. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. If you've got a question or answer, you'd like to run by us, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372, or you can email the Anything inbox. That's anything@kera.org. And of course, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. In that inbox, we got a couple more answers. One to the trade job question. Somebody was wondering about what a trade that you could get into relatively quickly if you were looking for a job change. Greg wrote in to say home construction and framing are two good options. And then Mariana wrote in about some various gardening questions we've had. She says, independent garden retailers in North Texas will stock fruit and nut varieties that are known to do well in North Texas. That said, I would still try to find a salesperson at the store who can talk with knowledge about fruit trees. Some are self-pollinating and some need a husband tree planted nearby. She also says, I'd hold off on transplanting that Japanese maple until it gets cooler. Fall is the best time to plant just about anything because our winters are usually mild. When planting any tree, be sure to keep the tree's root flare when it flares out from the trunk uncovered. It could even be sold to you with the flare buried in the soil. So thanks so much for those tips, Mariana. You can send in your answers or ask your questions at anything@kera.org. Or you can go to the phones and send your questions that way. And let's go to those phones and let's talk to Lloyd in Dallas. Lloyd, thanks for calling.
Thank you. I came to Dallas in the 1970s and to work in the Dallas Public Library. And one of the patrons who came there was General Ross Ruth.
Okay.
Of El Paso, Texas. And he was writing the genealogy of the Ruth family in America.
Hmm.
And, of course, he knew how to pronounce his own name.
Yeah, you'd think.
And he did point out in the issue of pronunciation that in the United States, most common pronunciation is Ruth, rhyming with youth.
Right.
But in England, it's Ralph, rhyming with south.
Okay. Well, since we are in the United States, I suppose we'll be going with the U.S. pronunciation then, huh?
Yes, I'd say so.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. Let's stick with the phones. Let's go and talk to KD in Dallas. KD, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is about choices and information on choices of home phone installations. Where do I go to get information on the various phone companies for home phone, hard phone installations?
Okay. I'm assuming you're saying like beyond these various companies' websites, maybe?
Perhaps, but where you go, if a person is older, they don't have a computer.
Sure.
They want a home hard phone.
Okay.
And they need a choices of companies they can look to find.
Got it. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, hey, we'll see if we can find an answer for you.
Thank
okay?
you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for calling. And let's go once more to the phones. Let's talk to Edgar in Hearst. Edgar, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
The question I had was to see if anybody had noticed or had some background information on this cemetery I've noticed, and it's literally right off the highway on 183 and President George Bush Turnpike. And the peculiar thing is it's literally in between the service road and the highway, and it's fenced off. And there's a couple headstones there, but, I mean, it literally looks like it's completely inaccessible. And I was wondering if anybody knew why it's still there. And, I mean, obviously why it's there is out of respect for them, but, you know,
yeah.
Behind why it got kept there.
Yeah, I wonder if they just had to build the roads around where the cemetery was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see if we can find an answer for you, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 if you'd like to join the conversation, or you can always email the Anything inbox. That's anything at kera.org. That's where we hear from Austin, who says, your caller can consider, this was about getting a new job, a new trade. It says your caller can consider home inspection here in Texas. There are licensing programs that have online training in conjunction with a 12-day intensive course that prepares you to take the licensure exam. I had no experience in trades when I did it. It took about 2 months to do the training and get my business started. It helps if you know retailers or have friends looking to buy houses when you can get your license. So thanks so much for Austin there. On the book donation question, Jasmine in Fort Worth wrote to say, we have a community library that recently opened last February. It's called Fairmount Community Library, and I'm sure they would appreciate any donations. Also on the book question, Donna wrote to say, I teach at Hebron High School, and I run a reading program called Hashtag Hebron Reads. We collect books of all types and offer them to kids in a take-one, leave-one type of setting, and we would love the donated books because, well, that's the only way we get books for the kids, through donations. So if that original book donator, or maybe somebody else out there who has books to donate, if you'd like to donate, it sounds like Hebron High School is a great place to take those books. Question from Mason in Fort Worth, who says, how do vertical option spreads make money in the stock market? And another question from Sharon. Sharon wants to know, does anyone know any apartment complexes in the DFW area that allow convicted felons? There's, of course, a number of complexes who, if you apply to live there, they have restrictions about allowing felons. And Sharon wants to know if there are any that are, convicted felon friendly. If you know the answer to any of those questions, we still got about 10 minutes where we could hear from you at 800-933-5372. Let's go talk to Anthony in Wilmer. Anthony, thanks for calling.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Just a short clarification on the bail question.
Okay.
The previous caller made the statement about you getting your money back, which is true. However, it actually has nothing to do with guilt or innocence. Your bail is to assure your appearance in court for sentencing.
Okay.
As long as you appear and you place the bail with the court directly, it does not matter if you're innocent or guilty, you still get the money back.
Oh, okay.
And the same for the bondsman. It has nothing to do with guilt or innocence. Bail is to assure your appearance.
Okay.
So as long as you appear, either you get your money back or the bondsman gets his money back.
Hey, makes sense to me. Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, take care. Let's go back to the inbox. We have a question from Steve who's wondering, if I needed to ask about a certain section of I-20 west of Longview, who do I call? Are there regional departments to TxDOT? And Robert wants to know, does anyone know when the Campion Trail segments around Las Colinas and Valley Ranch will be reopened? They've been closed since the flooding in May. So if you can have an answer for Robert or Steve, feel free to shoot us an email over at anything@kera.org. And also, Sherry from Denton says, I've seen possums and raccoons in my backyard eating the cat food I put out for our feral cats. I discovered a deep hole at the base of one of my large oak trees, and a tree trimming professional I had out said that would damage the tree. Can animals burrowing under trees damage trees? Also on the trade job question, Chad in Duncanville says, to the caller who wanted to know of possible trades to get into, I am a member of a plumbers and pipe fitters apprenticeship in Garland called the Dallas Joint Apprentice Center. In order to join, all you'd need is a high school diploma or GED and a valid state ID. Benefits are awesome, all caps, and wages are well above market average. Orientations happen every 3 months and are open to the public. So again, that's the Dallas Joint Apprentice Center. Another answer on we got an answer on the knee replacement question. This is from Mick in Dallas, who says Medicare covers hip replacements if they are deemed necessary, so knee replacements are likely to be covered too. Find a knee replacement surgeon who accepts Medicare, which should be easy, and discuss the matter. So thanks so much from Mick there. 800-933-5372. We got just a few more minutes left in today's conversation, but let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Dorlinda in Dallas. Dorlinda, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Regarding the lady who had several books, hundreds of books to donate,
mm-hmm.
My daughter's father-in-law runs readingwithconviction.org, and he really hopes to get hardcover books. But if you go to that website, there's all the information about it and the number you can reach him.
And what's the nature of that organization?
To deliver books to prisoners.
Okay.
Convicts.
So that one more time, what was the website?
Readingwithconviction.org.
Got it. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Franklin in Forney. Franklin, you got another answer for our book donation question?
Yes, I guess everybody wants books. But,
yeah, apparently.
My suggestion is the VA is always looking for books, and I really can't think of a better place to take them than to the VA.
Yeah, that sounds like a great suggestion.
Consider that.
Okay. Hey, thanks for weighing in.
Yes, sir.
All right, have a good day. Let's stick with the phones. Let's talk to Brina in North Fort Worth. Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
I did some research one time. I looked on about the cemetery off of 183. As far as I know, it was when they were looking to build that highway,
mm-hmm.
they needed to buy some land from some people, and decided from the landowners who own that cemetery, it was an old family cemetery,
mm-hmm.
They needed to buy the land. Well, the family agreed for the state to buy the land with the stipulation that the cemetery remained there.
Hmm.
And so they had to build the roads around the cemetery as a result.
Yeah, that's kind of what we figured. I mean, obviously cemeteries are not the easiest things to move, and you kind of want to leave people where you buried them, I suppose. So I suppose that was the solution to that problem there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so to this day, as far as I'm still aware, there's still a private caretaker for that little cemetery.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Does it have a name? Do you know?
I forget the name, but you can look on Google Maps and look at that cemetery, and it actually has the name of it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take care. Let's get one more answer on the cemetery question. Let's talk to Kay in Irving. Kay, thanks for calling.
It's my understanding that it was a family cemetery.
Okay. Yeah, that's
and a. I didn't hear the whole answer that the lady gave before me, mm-hmm. so I may be repeating this.
Okay. Well, so yeah, it's a family cemetery, and the idea was that to build the roads, the family negotiated to sell the land around it, but to
right.
keep the actual cemetery where it is. Is that
right.
kind
and
of
I
your
think
reading?
It was a pioneer family in Irving.
Hmm.
And probably the library, the Irving Library, probably has more information about it, too.
Oh, yeah. That's always a great resource to check in on, kind of local historical questions
yeah.
like that. Okay. Hey,
okay.
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Let's stick with the phones. Let's talk to Keith in Bedford. Keith, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi. So you have an answer on our trees and
about
yeah, the trees and animals question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Burrowing animals, can they damage trees?
Mm-hmm.
The short answer is it depends. There are a bunch of different species of tree, and they all have different, slightly different root structures. And obviously, there are different burrowing animals that burrow in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, the burrowing animal will just try to dig out the dirt in the root structure, and that's not too harmful, other than it can undermine the structure of the tree in the soil. And if the tree is really big and leaning, it can cause the root structure to fail eventually if the burrow is big enough.
Okay.
Some species of tree have a tap root, just a big central thick root, kind of like the root of a carrot plant that goes just straight down into the ground. If you've got a burrowing animal that can gnaw through wood and it gets into that tap root, it can cause that central anchor to fail, and then the tree can collapse.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two main ways. Other than that, usually a tree depends on the outermost roots to absorb water and stuff like that, so that the health of the tree isn't going to be too affected by a burrowing animal if it's burrowing near to the root center, unless the animal damages the actual roots itself.
Do you happen to know offhand, is there any way to keep animals from burrowing under trees?
It's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, out in nature, out in the wild forests, that's a natural home for them. You can put down chemicals that are offensive to them, that smell bad, that taste bad, because they dig with their claws as well as their mouths. But other than that, there's not really a whole lot you can do to change a wild animal's natural behavior.
Yeah, yeah. No, I figured. I just didn't know if there was some solution we weren't thinking of. Well, hey, thanks for weighing in. We really appreciate
problem.
It. All right. Have a good day. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Our show today was produced by Lindsay Connect. Fiona Norton took your calls, and Lauren Aguirre answered your emails. Shelley Canavy engineered the show. Once again, I'm Stephen Becker, and this week for Jeff Whittington. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Friday.